Hey, we have an amazing event coming up, the Expert Advantage Workshop Series, where every day for a week, starting on Monday, May 20th, it's myself and another expert coming on to present to you about various kinds of things to help you with your brand and your business. Our brand new experts in residence and pro are going to be there to co-host these workshops with me, and you're not going to want to miss it. You'll have a chance to ask all of them questions, and it's completely free to join. All you have to do is go to smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Wednesday, May 22nd, we're going to be talking trademarks, copyrights, how to know when to do it, what IP can you do it with, and the common pitfalls that most people fall into when it comes to intellectual property 101 with Yasmin Salman Hamdan. And you're not going to want to miss that on Wednesday, May 22nd. And then finally, to finish off the expert week, on Thursday, May 23rd, we're going to be talking with Pamela Slim about how to monetize and scale your IP and position it and package it in a way that is unlike anything you've really been taught before. Incredible value from Pamela and all of our experts on our Expert Advantage Week. And all you have to do to sign up and join and get all the links that you need is smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Again, one more time, smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Join us on our Expert Advantage Workshop Series. You're not going to want to miss it. Again, smartpassiveincome.com/advantage.
AskPat.com.
What's up, everybody? Pat Flynn here, and welcome to episode 533 of Ask Pat. Thank you so much for joining me today. As always, I'm here to help you by answering your online questions 5 days a week. All right, thanks so much, and here's today's question from Lane.
Hey, Pat. This is Lane Livingston, and I wanted to ask you about transcription services. I've been struggling to find a good service provider. Also, I'm really impressed with the way that your transcripts are available from your podcasts as PDFs on your website. I like the format layout of them and everything. And I'm just curious as to if that's something that you're doing in-house or if you have a third-party provider that you're using, and if so, who. Appreciate any help. Thanks.
Hey, Lane, what's up? Thank you so much for the question. And thank you for also complimenting the transcripts, because a lot of people often ask me, hey, do those, you know, actually do anything for you? And they absolutely do. I mean, for one, a lot of people who listen to my show or watch SPI TV who aren't able to listen or have audio, they can still consume that content on the go or while they're there. A lot of times people are at work and, you know, they don't want to bump up their speakers and have Pat Flynn, you know, be ringing throughout the office. So they'll read. And so people use it for that reason. I also know that I have a number of people in my audience who are hearing impaired. It's very important for me, just as a personal thing, to want to make sure that they get the content too. So that's hopefully enough reason for you to consider transcriptions for those of you who haven't. But obviously, Lane, it seems like you're considering that, which is great. And I've been offering PDF transcripts, you know, since the beginning of Smart Passive Income. It hasn't always been the same, however. It's changed over time. For a while, the transcriptions were living on the actual show notes page. And the reason for that was because a lot of people were like, hey, Pat, if you have the transcriptions there, it's good for SEO. SEO, search engine optimization. It's good for search engine optimization because you get those long tail keywords and all that stuff. And yes, maybe that's the case, but it adds a lot of data to your show note episodes, which, you know, a transcription for a 45 minute episode can run, you know, 30 to 40 pages sometimes, depending on what you're talking about and who you're talking with and how fast you talk. Anyway, it's a lot of stuff. And so I found that it was actually more useful for me to have it in a PDF document. Now, I actually don't do what a lot of other people do, which you could do. I just don't do it because I have a lot of other ways to collect email addresses. But a lot of people offer PDF versions of their transcripts packaged really nicely as a lead magnet. So I think James Schremko does this from Super Fast Business. I believe the guys over at Lead Pages do this too. And it's a great thing you could do. So you have that option as well. But whatever the case may be, having a PDF of the transcript just makes it seem more valuable to me. In my own eyes, it's like another thing beyond the things that you're already doing. And the fact that people get this thing delivered to them or can download it and it's something they can open and it's another touch point for your brand, it just becomes another way for you to provide value. And that's why I like it over just putting that transcript on your website. So that's that. Now, in terms of how I get it done, when I first started, it was through a third-party company, which was through Elance.com. That was done that way for a while. Elance is now Upwork.com. And then it was done in-house. And we had hired this person named Rebecca to do the transcripts, and she would do them a month ahead of time. So this was when, you know, this was when I started to get really involved with getting ahead on my podcast content. For a while, the transcripts were coming out. Actually, no, before that, excuse me, I'm kind of going out of order here. For a while, then I would come out with the episode and then tell a person who was in-house to transcribe them. So the transcriptions would often come a week or two later, which wasn't always the best thing, and because they'd have to wait a couple weeks before that transcript finally arrived, which wasn't good. Then we worked really hard to get ahead on podcast content specifically. And currently, as I'm recording this, we're about a month and a half ahead of schedule. And already those transcripts for those episodes that are coming out in the future are already done and ready to be deployed, just waiting for that publish date, which is really nice. So again, the batch processing aspect of this, like I do with Ask Pat, is very beneficial. So keep that in mind as you move forward, even in relation to these transcripts. But then we got ahead, so that was nice. And then, you know, in terms of how they're formatted, I mean, you could borrow that format if you want. That wasn't anything kind of that was, you know, sort of revolutionary. It was just a nice way for me to package that information and put the transcript in a way that was sort of easily read and very much aligned with how the brand is and, you know, with the logo and all that stuff. Again, take it. It's up to you. So in terms of outside services, however, if you can't have somebody in-house, there are a number of outside services that you could use. One that I like is called Rev, R-E-V. I used Rev mainly for transcribing voice notes. So what I would do when I'm running a new book, for example, I have a brainstorming session and I use post-it notes to mind map like everything that I can think of about that book. And then I take one specific post-it note and then I record myself talking about that note, anything that comes to mind related to that thing. You can view this process in episode one of SPI TV, but essentially I just record a whole bunch of stuff. And then using Rev, which is the app that I use to record the stuff, you can press a button to have a human through Rev transcribe that content for you. And that's what I used it for. That's how I came up with a first draft of my book, which was over 100,000 words in a month and a half. The trick was then how to take that 100,000 plus word document and turn it into a book, which was actually the hardest thing to do. But anyway, you could use the same thing. You could use Rev. It doesn't have to be a transcription that you have, or it doesn't have to be an audio file through the recording of that app. It could be any audio file that you have. And I also recently found out, Caleb, my video guy, just told me that you could hook up Rev to your YouTube channel and it can automatically put the transcript in that YouTube video. So it has an API, I think, that YouTube talks to Rev. And so if you wanted to do transcripts for your videos, it can automatically put the transcript into that video because it has access to your account, which is really, really handy. And when my team found this out, it cut out like a whole hour worth of steps involved with getting transcripts for our videos. But you can use Rev, R-E-V, and that costs $1 per minute. There's a few other ones out there, and you know, I'm sure a lot more have come about since I've gotten involved with looking at third-party transcription services because podcasting has grown so big. You can also hire somebody to be a little bit more regular for you if you want to work with the same person all the time through something like Upwork.com. And actually, to be honest, the person that we're working with now, because we've gone through a few transcriptionists over time, we actually hired through Fiverr. And I actually don't know the name of this person off the top of my head because my team has found this person, but there's a lot of great gigs on Fiverr too. I would just make sure that if you're going to hook up with anybody on Fiverr, that's Fiverr.com, you make sure to look at the reviews, the ratings, and just test them out first before you commit to them long term, just to make sure that the quality of work is there and everything is the way it should be. So, Lane, I hope that answers your question and gives you some things to think about. And for everybody else out there, you know, if you have the opportunity to do so, I know it does cost a few extra bucks to get transcription done. But if you have that available, I would recommend doing it because it's very useful, not just for people who are hearing impaired, but for everybody who's just not able to play audio or video at the time that they're consuming your content. So, yeah. And also, it's a great way to provide a lead magnet for people into your subscription or your email list coming from a podcast or video. So Lane, thank you so much for the question. I really appreciate it. We're going to send you an Ask Pat t-shirt for having your question featured here on the show. And I want to thank everybody else out there who has asked a question. So if you have a question that you'd like potentially featured here on the show and you want to get a chance to win an Ask Pat t-shirt free of charge wherever in the world you're at, we're going to send it to you. That dollar is on me, and also thanks to the sponsors, of course. Just head on over to askpat.com. You can ask right there on that page. I also want to thank all of you who have purchased and have gotten your copy of Will It Fly already. Thank you so much. The support for the book has been incredibly amazing. All, you know, even since the pre-order started a couple weeks ago. Thank you so much for all the support. If you haven't gotten your copy yet, head on over to willitflybook.com. And if you have gotten your copy, I would love a review. So just head on over to Amazon and leave a review. That means so much to me, and also obviously increases the rankings and helps anybody who's looking to potentially get the book. It convinces them to get it too. But obviously I want honest reviews too. So keep that in mind. Thanks so much. I appreciate you guys. And as always, here's a quote to finish off the day. And today's quote is from Robert Rose, who said, "Marketing is telling the world you're a rock star. Content marketing is showing the world you're one." That's good. I like that. Cheers, guys. Thanks so much. And I look forward to serving you in the next episode of Ask Pat. Thanks, guys. Hey there, thank you for listening to Ask Pat 2.0. Now, you might have noticed that we haven't published a new episode in a while. And that is because in 2023, after 1,269 episodes, we decided to sunset the show. For now, at least. And this way, we can focus our energy and efforts on our other podcasts and other projects. That being said, all 1,269 episodes are still live and downloadable, and the published dates may be old, but there are still a ton of questions I've answered on the show and people I've coached. Those episodes are just as valuable as they were back then. So you can also visit smartpassiveincome.com/askpat to dig through the archives. Plus, there's a search tool on the website that lets you search across our podcasts and blog. And of course, the Smart Passive Income podcast is still live and energetic and awesome and publishing twice a week. So make sure you're subscribed there so we can still continue this conversation. And we have some of the foremost experts and thought leaders in entrepreneurship on the show every single week. So you definitely don't want to miss it. Again, check it out. It's the Smart Passive Income podcast. Just find it wherever you're listening to this podcast. You can find it there as well. Thank you again for listening in, and I'll catch you in the next one. Cheers.